Hello and welcome to the She Reads Truth podcast. She Reads Truth creates beautiful, accessible Bible reading plans and resources to help you get into God's Word every day. Each week here on the podcast, we typically talk about what we're going to read together as a community this week, but this is a bonus episode. I'm your host, Rachel Myers.
I'm your other host, Amanda Bible Williams. And we're going to call this one, in case you missed it.
I like it.
Because we aired an episode earlier this year that really seemed to resonate with a lot of you.
That's right.
And it centered around a question that we often get here at She Reads Truth, which is some variation of, what do I do if I fall behind? Mm-hmm. What if I'm struggling to be a woman in the Word of God every day?
How do I create a Bible reading habit?
Like all of those things. And so we want to give you the opportunity to listen to this conversation if you missed it the first time. And we just really hope that it encourages you wherever you are in your Bible reading journey. But first, a little bit of news, Rachel.
That's right. This week, Advent 2023 releases. It is like one of the most fun weeks in the She Reads Truth community calendar because it's when we get to see the Advent cover and the book for the first time and really get to hear about the reading plan. And so that happens if you're listening to this on Monday the 25th. That happens just 2 days from now on Wednesday. So we are like really on the heels, like it's coming.
So what you're going to want to do is join our text club. And here's why. Because everyone in our text club will get, first of all, an alert to say that the products are live and you can go see them and order them.
That's right.
For the first time. You also will get an exclusive promo code to use that is exclusive to our text club. So you're going to want to be subscribed to that. So here's how you do that. You text TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to the number 844-979-3341. Now, don't worry. We will say it again at the close of the episode, and we'll put it in the show notes to make it as easy for you as possible.
And now, on to this episode where we answer the question, what do I do if I fall behind?
This week, Rachel,
yes,
we have a new question.
New question.
I'm very excited about this one.
I'm excited to get to talk about this. Like the and we've said every week, like we get a lot of questions,
yeah,
and we kind of try to get to the core of what folks are asking, or maybe pick one that represents many. And this week's question is: how do you give yourself grace when reading the Bible daily is difficult?
I mean, first of all, isn't it?
It's a good, honest question.
It is. I think that the reason that
I appreciate it.
This question is so representative of a conversation that we often have with each other,
mm-hmm,
that we often have with other women, that people ask us often.
Mm-hmm.
It resonates because it acknowledges that life is hard,
mm-hmm,
and tricky, and schedules are difficult. And so, you know, we talk about being a woman in the Word of God every day, but, and also, that can be easier said than done sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's just the truth.
And it, like, we talked last week about, like, I kind of threw back last week to, like, early Rachel and Amanda, 2012, and, like, how She Reads Truth interacted with our lives then, as we talked about, like, the audacity of just opening the Bible for ourselves and just reading it.
I can do that?
Without any,
amazing,
like, preamble.
Yeah.
And how, like I said, audacious that felt, and now how, like, normal and good it feels.
Yeah.
But likewise, it's funny that, like, this also kind of throws me back to 2012, Rachel and Amanda, because I remember when She Reads Truth started, I was, you know, a mom of a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah, we had very young children.
You were a mom of a 5-year-old and 2 2-year-olds.
Yeah.
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 You just say in a tired far away. But I remember asking myself the question, does my life, does the way I live my life, mm-hmm, reflect what I believe?
I mean, what a question,
Rachel. Yeah. Well, and listen, that's maybe if I hadn't asked that question, who knows where we would be. But the answer was no, it doesn't. If I believe that reading the Bible is the way to know God, if I believe that reading the Bible is important, if I say, mm-hmm, that it is both important and urgent.
And if you say, as a follower of Jesus, if you say, well, I believe that the Bible is true, I believe what the Bible says.
Do I know what it says?
Right. And the honest answer for me 10 years ago was not really.
Right.
I mean, some of it,
mm-hmm,
I know parts of it,
mm-hmm,
but I had not truly and consistently immersed myself.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too late. It's never too late.
And I think that I like this question because, again, the question is, how do you give yourself grace when reading the Bible daily is difficult? And I think, like, the first thing that I want to say is I want to acknowledge that it is difficult. There are a lot of good things that we do that are difficult. And I think that, like, for me as a young mom, I thought, this is hard. It will get easier when both of my kids are in school.
Yeah.
And then both of my kids were in school and I had a full-time job. And I thought, this will get easier when X,
right,
you know?
Right.
It's like, even like when I was like in high school, I was like, it'll get easier to read my Bible when I have like a more flexible college class schedule. Or like when I was in college and I was like, when my class schedule is not so weird.
Right.
You always look to that next season of life and go, it'll be easier to read my Bible then.
Mm-hmm. It'll be easier to be, I do that with so many things, you know, where I think about future me and like, oh, and,
well, she's very organized.
Future Amanda is really going to be able to take
care
of this.
High self-discipline.
Yeah.
Her
house is going to be so tidy.
Don't look at me. Look at her.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
And I'm going to tell you that I'm living future Amanda to past Amanda. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. It's actually like things get a little more complicated. Some things do, and some things do get easier, and something, anyway.
Yeah.
Life is layered and complex, and seasons come and go, and they all have their unique challenges.
That's right.
And that is a reality that we would do well to acknowledge.
I think so.
Especially when it comes to our faith and to Bible reading, that it doesn't have to look the same from day to day or from season to season. Don't hear me say that consistency is not good and having a plan and like a place to read your Bible. That is good. Mm-hmm. But that will change over time. And there will be days where you have to just make it work in a way that is not ideal, you know, and that's okay. There'll be days where quiet time is a hilarious phrase to you.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And it's important to acknowledge that life changes from season to season. That is appropriate. That's the way God made us. Mm-hmm. God made seasons. And so it's important for us to acknowledge that to each other and remind each other of that, remind ourselves of that. It's also important to remember that my season's not the same as yours.
That's right. Yeah.
And so it's not fair for me or for you, for me to compare our seasons.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, so like, I'm thinking back to, we talked last week about design on purpose and how we, our Living Hope book, and how we like hung all of the stained glass from the ceiling and photographed it from all these angles and like talked about how the Christian life, like, it's beautiful in that it's different. And like the, the light shining through all of the different colored panes of glass, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so I think like a little bit that makes me think of this, where like, yeah, everybody's got a different life experience, different life season, situation, all of those things. And I think that, Amanda, tell me if you disagree, I think that as believers, we are so careful not to shame one another that sometimes we overcompensate and forget to hold each other accountable or to or to remind each other of what is important.
Yeah, I mean, no, I don't disagree with that. I think it is important.
It's
not
a hard
to shame
thing
each
to
other.
Say. It's a hard thing to say, and it's a hard thing to hear and agree with.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important that we don't shame each other. Shame is not
that's the enemy.
That is correct. I mean, we see it in the garden with the fig leaves and the hiding and the covering, and then we've done it ever since, right? So I do not desire to shame you. And I have to remind, I'm just going to be real honest right now. I have to remind myself, even when it comes to my kids who are no longer super tiny, one is pretty small, but like that has no place in my parenting of them, right? That it is not a reflection of God's love for them, for me to shame them or to say, because what shame is saying like, I see what kind of person you are based on your actions.
Right.
And so what we want to do instead is say, and I had to do this just this morning with my littlest, is say, hey, the way that you just behaved, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You're actually a really kind boy. He'll say, I want to be respectful. And I'm like, I know you do. That is who you are. That is your heart. But those actions you just took were not respectful, right? And so let's try to align. And this is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let's try to align our actions, our lives with what we know to be true.
Yeah.
I think that that's true because if you just gave me a pass mm-hmm. Rachel, as my friend, and you saw, for example, if you saw that I was neglecting my Bible reading or my prayer life, or there have been times where church fellowship is really difficult for us, and you would very gently and in love say to me, I'm concerned that you are not actively a part of your church family right now. And I would say, I need to hear that, because the truth was that was a very hard season.
Yeah.
And also my need, our need for the fellowship of the saints was still very real. In mm-hmm. fact, realer than mm-hmm. real, right? Mm-hmm. And so that is the balance that we have as followers of Jesus who are in community with one another,
yeah.
is that we want to call each other and remind each other of what we are called to.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that we can do that without shaming each other.
I do too.
I believe that we can do it in love and say, I want this for you because I know that it's good for you, and because I know that it's actually what you want too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That you want the peace of Christ that passes mm-hmm. all understanding.
That's right.
So yeah, so part of this, relevant to this conversation, Rachel, is the funny conversation that we often have in the office of, or just with each other, of like, how do you give yourself grace? Wait a minute. Can I actually give myself grace? And part of this is like a funny, like, Bible nerd, Jesus
Bible
juke
nerd,
thing
yes.
that we're doing.
Is
where
it
we're
possible,
like,
for a broken human to distribute grace?
Grace. The grace of Jesus. And I think, yes, we can be instruments of grace for one another.
Absolutely. Trophies of grace, even.
Correct. And also what we have to remember, as our chief content officer, Jessica, said to us, grace doesn't depend on us.
Yeah.
And that is freedom, my friends.
The grace is available to us.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And mm-hmm. so even better than mm-hmm. you give it, if you're listening to me right now and you have small children mm-hmm. and you cannot fathom a world in which you can carve out 10 minutes to read your Bibles, I want you to know that I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I have been there and I understand that. But even better than you giving yourself grace is the Savior of your soul
mm-hmm.
is offering you His grace.
That's good.
And also, He's saying, follow me.
Yeah. Yeah. And He's calling you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And He's saying, follow me. And His word that is living and active says, it is a light unto your path.
That's right.
And it is a lamp unto your feet. And it is good.
Mm-hmm. It's an invitation to rest.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, taking a break from this episode to remind you, friends, as promised, that Advent 2023 is right around the corner. Pre-orders launch Wednesday, September 27th, and we want you to be sure that you get everything that you need for your Advent experience this year. Best way to do that is join the She Reads Truth Text Club. And if you're already a member of the text club, you're going to get this offer. But if you are not, sign up today and you will get an exclusive Advent discount code. So here are your instructions. Grab your phone and text the word TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to 844-979-3341. That number one more time is 844-979-3341. Okay, back to the show. I don't know, really, like, I'm trying to think of, like, all the ways to answer this question for y'all listening that feels philosophically helpful, but also practically helpful. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think back to, I'm past the little kid years. My kids are 12 and 16 now.
Yeah.
Actually, 13 and 16. Holy moly.
Moment right. of silence
Here
for the
are.
Pre-teenage
we are,
years.
We have two teenagers in the house. But I remember the years. And so I can look back and think about the seasons in which yeah. I was not a diligent Bible reader and the seasons in which it went well. And there were both, to be yeah. clear. But I will tell you, practically speaking, one of my most successful habits was reading the Bible out loud in the living room.
Yes.
It was just like, here I am. And y'all, it turns out kids just like to listen to their mama's voice a lot of the time. And every kid is different. But my kids did not mind if they were sitting in the living room playing and I came in and I knew that the only way I was going to get this done is if I read it out loud and that they could hear that I was
busy
and doing something.
In those years, if yeah. you read it to yourself, you're either going to fall asleep.
Yep. not process it, whatever
right,
it is,
or just be interrupted. Get super distracted or get interrupted. That's right. It is logistically very hard.
The audible, like the out loud Bible reading was like the best accountability to myself and the people around me that I was reading my Bible
and
right
guess
now.
That's what you were doing. You were filling your home with scripture.
I was filling my home with
and
scripture.
And there's power in that, y'all.
Those kids heard that scripture and they just like wherever they were, whatever. So like that's, if we're talking, we've talked some philosophical advice. Yeah. Practically, that was something that worked really well for me.
Yeah.
There is also like the getting up early, which I bet a lot of y'all are already getting up early for a million other things.
That's something that future Amanda is really going to do
well. She's going to be awesome.
She's going to be so good at that.
Someday she's going to look back and be like, I remember when I didn't do this. It's hard to remember a season where I wasn't rising early. Here's something interesting, Amanda. On Instagram, back in, I guess it was February, we posted like a UGC. Y'all listening, UGC is user-generated content. Mm-hmm. So it means like that there was a she on Instagram who shared about us and we reposted her reel. And the reel was like a, here's my morning routine and how scripture fits into it. And I will tell you, Amanda, it was impressive.
I mean,
you've seen it, right?
I have. Okay. I remember it. And I mean, I'll tell you one thing I knew from watching that. She did not come to that routine overnight.
She fought hard for it.
I mean, yes. I don't know how anyone could have the discipline of that type of morning without fighting and practicing.
Yeah.
And also failing a lot in the process. And I'm sure if she were here sitting on a mic with us, that she would have. So she would probably laugh really hard if we even indicated that anything about what we just witnessed in a tiny reel was easy.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah. Well, and I just think about like, we also acknowledge that like Instagram isn't real life. Like this was, cameras were set up in the making
of
this
reel. Funny that they're called reels.
Right. Fakes. Oh my goodness, I like calling them fakes. But the truth is like this mama was showing, she was just kind of going first and going like, this is my morning. And I get up early and I read my Bible and I work out and I make lunches for my kids, do some laundry and like get everybody out the door. And it was precious and sweet. And we wanted to share that.
Y'all, I mean, I wanted to give her a standing ovation.
I was just like, this is amazing. And I am. And to me, my response to that was like, I was inspired and encouraged. Like, you know what? If she can do this with three kids, I don't feel shamed. I feel encouraged. Like, I feel inspired. Yeah. But the response to that Instagram reel was really mixed.
Yeah, because for women who that is very different than their day-to-day, they felt like, because what do? Guys, we compare.
We compare.
Goodness gracious. Like, be inspired by one another, cheer each other on, but then start where you are.
Yeah.
Start where you are. You do not, we don't wake up the next morning and have an immaculate 20-step morning routine. That's not reality.
Yeah.
But let that spur you on. And isn't that what we're all, be holy as I am holy?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is not shaming us.
Yeah. And holiness does not equal clean laundry.
Correct.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for saying that.
Because you should see my laundry room.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Or children in matching outfits.
Right.
No, it does not.
Yeah.
It does not. But it is still something that he calls us to. Even saying like, follow me. All of these are high, high goals.
And I will tell you, like, so at the date of this recording, like that Instagram reel has almost 500,000 views. Like, just like a lot of people.
Just a lot of attention.
Wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Got a lot of attention. More than 500 comments. And the comment section was just interesting to me. Some people, you know, saw that and were just like, oh my goodness, like, way to go. And others, you know, I think were probably confronted with like, well, that's not my routine, you know, and kind of took that in different ways and some really valid ways of just like, that's not possible for me or, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And I think it sparked a really good, healthy conversation that sort of feels really relevant to this episode, which is, okay, that's all right. That doesn't have to be you. Let's cheer each other on.
Guys, that's not me either.
Yeah. Let's cheer each other on. However, like whatever any woman's Bible reading routine looks like, let's tell her good job.
Good job.
And let's think.
I see how you made room for that.
I see how you made room for that. And all right, how can I make more room? You know, and
that's
this
right.
just comes back to that question. Does the way that I live my life, the way that I order my days, is it John Mark Comer who says, your system is perfectly set up to give you the results that you're getting?
Yes, and it's so
I hate
true.
That.
I hate that.
The results that
John
you're
Mark,
getting.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
But it challenges us to set
it's
up our systems to give us the results that we want.
It's challenging.
Yeah.
And And I think another in the way of this is sort of philosophical meets practical. I think something that is helpful for me and for us is to maybe ask ourselves, what's the goal of reading our Bibles mm-hmm. every day?
That's good.
If I want to be a woman in the Word of God every day, why? What is my goal here? Mm-hmm. And maybe maybe grab a journal and write them down. And then when you see something like that actually feels like it elicits in you either a defensive posture or a posture of wanting to shame ourselves or shame someone else, that we say, wait, what is the goal of Bible reading? Mm-hmm. And I think we would all agree that it's not about just checking the box mm-hmm. and acting the part. Mm-hmm. That's not what we want.
Yeah.
That's not what I want.
No.
I want relationship.
That's right.
And I think also to remember, like, what is Bible reading? It's an invitation.
Yeah.
It is not to be a shame or guilt inducer. It's a mirror. It reflects us back to ourselves. And that's hard sometimes. It's mm-hmm. hard a lot of times.
It's often a reformer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It convicts us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what 2 Timothy says. It's useful for us, and it rebukes and corrects and reforms us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do.
I mean, to close the episode, like the answer to the question of like how to give ourselves grace and like and each other grace, like I think one of the things I want to say is let us be women mm-hmm. who spur each other on to the love and good works, as scripture says, but like spur each other towards Jesus. Let's help each other toward Jesus.
Yes.
And so if a woman is doing a good job and it's better than you feel that you're doing, cheer her on, mm-hmm. be inspired by her, be encouraged by her. If you see a woman who is not
who is struggling,
and that's just not the reality of her day to day, encourage her. And don't think that encouraging her is in any way shaming her, but draw her to Jesus. Invite her in the way that Jesus would.
Yeah, yeah. Invite her in the way that Jesus would. That's it, Rachel.
Yeah.
That's it. Because as, you know, I think part of, for me, the kind of bottom line of the question here is like, how do we offer ourselves grace when this is hard and we're struggling? Is that the reason that is something we can do is because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And the place that I find that mm-hmm. oftentimes is in Scripture. If Jesus is the source of grace, mm-hmm. then fight for it, you all. Fight for opening your Bibles, because that's where you're going to be reminded of that grace mm-hmm. and of what it looks like with flesh on. Look at how Jesus lived his life. And I would also just say, grab the moments that you can get and let that be a starting point.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't set the bar at the 4-hour morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
Set the first bar, you know, like start small,
mm-hmm.
start small, and then let that seed grow.
That's right. That's right. Start the bar, just opening your Bible.
Don't despise humble beginnings.
And you all know about me. If you have listened before these bonus episodes, you know that I am indeed very into gardening. And and it is hard for me to go too many episodes without talking about it. And so here's what I'll tell you today about gardening. I follow this account online who gives like all this coaching advice, just really practical coaching advice for gardening. And one of the lessons that she gave said, like, put it on your calendar for like while you have just planted fresh little tiny seeds in your garden. They are, even if you have irrigation, they need to be surface watered every day. She said, put it on your calendar for the first 2 weeks after you put your seeds in your bed. They need to be surface watered. Put it on your calendar so that you won't forget. And I just thought, if I'm putting seed watering on my calendar every day so that I don't forget to water my seeds, mm-hmm. why couldn't I also put daily bread on my calendar? Just
water,
put
your
it
soul.
Physically on my iCal. Mm-hmm. I'm going to water my soul today. You know what? Maybe I can do it at the same time. Let's see. Like, how can we do this? But I think that, like, as I'm learning to be a good gardener and to tend my seeds, I think I am also learning some of those very intentional, practical, self-disciplinary steps of tending my soul.
And you're not earning God's love or the grace of Jesus. That is an act of receiving it.
That's good.
When you open your Bible, you are receiving God's love. You are receiving the grace of Jesus. Don't let that get twisted in your mind.
Amen.
Where it becomes a checked box. Allow there to be discipline mm-hmm. and accountability but as Jesus would give it.
That's right.
As the Lord would discipline the one he loves.
That's good.
That is what we're doing. And the goal is him. Mm-hmm. The goal is not the actual Bible reading. That is a way to the goal. The goal is knowing Jesus.
Like we talk about that you don't go to the gym to work out. You go to the gym to work out to get strong.
That's right.
And to be well.
That's right.
And so we go to the Word to be well.
Yeah.
And to the Jesus, the ultimate goal. So as you close out this podcast episode, listening friends, hear no shame, hear invitation,
that's right.
And hear just exhortation that if you need grace, go to Jesus. Where can you find Jesus? In his Word. Like, we encourage you as Jesus would to come to him, all you who are weary and heavy laden. He will give you rest.
That's right. He is just like you are.
The bread of life. He is the living water that you will never thirst again. Like, that is where to go if you are worn out, dog tired.
Yeah. God's Word is not for future you.
Mm-mm.
It's for right now you, just like you are.
That's right.
I mean, just remember the people that stood before Jesus in all manner of conditions, both spiritual and physical and emotional, and remember the way he received and loved them.
Mm-hmm.
This notion that you have to have it together to come to the Savior is bogus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself.
Amen.
Come just like you are. Okay, friends, we hope that conversation encouraged you. Rachel and I actually just listened to it earlier today together, and it encouraged us.
That's true.
And so we're just so thankful for this community, so thankful that we're in this together and that we get to experience God's Word together. It's such a privilege. So listen, come back next week, because what are we going to be talking about, Rachel?
Advent, my friend. All things Advent.
We're going to get us ready for Advent.
We're going to ask the question, what is Advent, and kind of talk about how that has been an experience for our community, for us, but really for the capital C Church. We're going to get to answer all those questions. I'm excited about that conversation.
It's going to be great. All right, friends, come back next week. Until next week, Rachel, what do we tell our friends?
Y'all keep opening your Bibles.